WCAB Sweetwater is 880 The Biz, where money talks. A service of Salem Media Group and part of the Wall Street Business Network on Facebook at 880 The Biz.
880 The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed
billions and billions
of dollars in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guest, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
So much, Wanda. Thank you so much, Wanda. Thank you so much, Sean. I also want to thank our sponsors today, Sexton. Sexton is a new way to do vacation sharing. We'll be talking to the head of Sexton in the second half of the show. The first half of the show, we're going to talk about Little Havana with my good friend, Bill Fuller. We're live today at the Ball and Chain. I'm having my maraquitas. No beers yet, but afterwards, I think Bill's going to get me a refreshing beverage of some type. So, Wanda, take it away. We're going to do our bill paying with Warren Henry. Then we're going to come back and talk to Bill Fuller and Santa Claus about the Ball and Chain, Little Havana, and close-in neighborhoods. Wanda, let's rock the house. That's right. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. You know, they got that great Audi store up in Gainesville. I'm going to go up there and get my next car. And they've also got that great store in Key West that's got all the nameplates. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best service. Always the best price. Always Warren Henry.
Fireball.
What is today?
Hey, who are you anyway?
Jim Freed and Wanda Miles.
I'm a radio personality.
These are just ordinary, boring people.
Next stop is where all the magic takes place, the broadcast room. Booth, whatever.
So what's it like being on the radio?
It's fun and educational.
It's showtime on 880 The Biz.
Right here, don't play. That
boy's from the... One in four Americans between 12 and 55 tune into an average of three podcasts per week. There's never been a better time to start your own podcast and tap into this growing market. Podcasting amplifies your personality and your business.
Magic can happen when people hear your voice. Your listeners will feel closer to you and potentially develop greater trust. Podcasting is easier for consumers to consume. People can listen while they work, exercise, and while they drive. Make your business come alive. Top quality recordings and everything you need to get your show on the web. Check out all our packages and options online at 880thebiz.com.
All right, and if you need some capital for your real estate deal, give me a call at 305-773-6300. I'm Jim Freed. I'm the founder of Sandstone Realty Advisors. Sandstone last year was recommended by the South Florida Business Journal. They ranked us 25th. That's right. We're in the top 25 of the local real estate companies. So if you need cash, give me a call at 305-773-6300. When you call us, one person makes the decision. We can commit that day. We can close in a week. So if you need creative capital, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're here. That's right, we're here live with my good friend Bill Fuller. He's the founder and owner of the Ball and Chain. Well, I guess you're not really the founder. That was founded in 1930-something. But he's the new owner of the Ball and Chain, which is the happening place on Little Havana. Little Havana is cranking. And thank you for having us tonight at the Ball and Chain, Bill Fuller.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for bringing your show out here. We're very pleased to have you out with us.
Oh, yeah. They've been pushing the food and drink on me. Haven't had any of the drink yet. But Bill's making sure I'm going to have a mojito before I leave. But Wanda, we've got some great maraquitas. You got to come out here next time. You know, Bill has said the okay. So I'm going to come out of the closet. Well, I guess that's not really the term to use, but I'm going to come out and say that we're going to be here on January 10th for the 500th show of Freedom Business. Bill's going to be here hosting us. We'll have our new, that's right. We're going to have our new sponsor, CBRE. Arden Carson will be there, so everybody's going to be there. But Bill, what's been going on here in Little Havana? Because you're not alone in the turnaround here on Little Havana.
We've had a renaissance in Little Havana happening for the last 5 years, and it's just getting started. Art galleries, restaurants, clubs, real estate's been very hot. And more than anything, people are having a great time. We're receiving more than 3.5 million visitors a year. And there's something really great here. It's the heart of Miami, we like to say. It's the corazón. A lot of sazón here. You can even see it here at the Ball and Chain. We do over 80 hours of live music a week. And so I know you love it.
Oh, I beyond love it. The guys here, what's the guy's name? Is Tomas. See, I've met everybody. So Tomas came up to me. He gave me the maracas.
Nice.
So he gave me the maracas. I was not on Facebook, but actually I was on Facebook earlier with the maracas, but I had to give them, of course, to a young lady who is a tourist so that it could be utilized correctly. But Bill, tell me a little bit about the Ball and Chain, because this is one awesome physical space.
So we're in the original space. 1935, Ball and Chain opens its doors. Had a great 22 years, closed in 1957. But during that time, Count Basie, Billie Holiday, Chet Baker, Lena Horne all played it.
Wow.
Matter of fact, the venue closes in 1957 because the owner has failed to pay Count Basie about $5,500 in back due fees. My partners and I reopened it in 2014, and it truly is one of the centerpieces of the Renaissance of Little Havana. We're right across, we're on the Calle Ocho, or in the old days, the Tamiami Trail or the Trail, and we're across from the Tower Theater and Catty Corner to Domino Park.
It's at ground zero. Period, the end. And I walked in, they were having their live Latin music. Now we're going to have some live jazz. Really a great place to listen to live jazz. Come get a drink, sit with your honey, and have some dinner and listen to some live music. It's great. And then walk out and feeling the vibe. Now tell me a little bit about what's been going on, because across the street, every single shop is full. It's something different. It's a great experience.
We're in the heart of the cultural district. We're receiving the visitors. We have locals that are coming out. Great concepts. Azúcar ice cream next door. Velvet cream donuts. We have
Velvet cream donuts?
The original that was on here in Calle Ocho.
Oh,
so.
My God.
Yeah. So, and, you know, a lot of great bars and restaurants and clubs. And it's just a really exciting place. Tomorrow night, we'll have our Viernes Culturales, which is our monthly cultural festival. It starts at 6 o'clock. Actually, Santa's going to be visiting the kids at around 6 o'clock, and we're excited. All the activity that happens here on the street.
You know, I grew up here in Miami, and Little Havana was the place where all the little old ladies and little old men were. They pushed their stuff up and down the street, and then it just went quiet. And then all the people started to work in downtown and want to live in downtown. Then they wanted to live close to downtown. They wanted to have a place to have fun. Take it from there.
Yeah, I mean, what we're seeing, like you mentioned, is we're the urban renewal. You're seeing suburbanites coming back to the urban core. And Little Havana and all the great neighborhoods of Miami and its urban core have benefited from that in the last 10 years. And this is just the beginning. You're seeing housing develop. You're seeing a lot of great restorations happening, the commercial and the residential buildings. And we're excited to be part of it.
You know, so am I. It's really great to be out here. The vibe is tremendous. And one of the things that you really don't see unless you go to these certain areas are all of the people. You know, I have an office in Wynwood. I have an office in Coconut Grove. And then, well, I guess I'm going to start doing the radio show, God willing, here from Ball and Chain. I see the man smiling, so there may be a possibility there. And so, you know, what I see is really, you said corazón, a heartbeat, a real feel here. And it's the spirit of even the people that work here. I was talking to George and to Darius and to everybody. They were just tremendous. I'm forgetting the names because I'm putting myself on the spot, of course. But I got two good people.
You got a good job.
Thank you so much. So, Bill, tell me a little bit more about, like, let's talk about a little bit about the real estate, because real estate's been in flux. First, there was a lot of people accumulating real estate. Then there was a whole lot of talk that they were going to zone out all the people and go right to the sky. But it seems like they found something in the middle that they're trying to maintain the nature of the neighborhood. How's that working out?
I think it's good. I mean, I think Little Havana has always been one of the densest neighborhoods of Miami. And so I think it's nice that we're still in that zoning of medium density, let's call it. And so mid-rise. And I think that's a good solution for Little Havana. You get that medium density in the core, and then you get a little bit of that higher zoning in the commercial corridors. So you see that on 8th. You see that on some of the cross streets, 12th, 17th, 22nd Avenue. The river is very explosive right now. You're seeing a lot of commercial activity on that side. You're also, you know, seeing a lot of stuff pushing to West Brickell. That's always been the great challenge we have here is, does East Little Havana get saved or is West Brickell going to encroach? And so that's something we're going to see play out over the next couple of years.
It's going to get saved because there's too much pressure from the people that live here that have a beautiful lifestyle and their kids. You're going to save Little Havana.
I hope so. It's certainly something we're pushing for. There's a lot of authenticity and a lot of the culture and the spirit is in this neighborhood. And so it's not something that we welcome on from the Brickell side.
Well, let me tell you where I was on Monday, and you'll see where I'm coming from. On Monday, I taught class at Ida Merritt.
Okay,
amazing. It was a beautiful experience. I taught class at Ida Merritt for the education fund. I'm raising money for Today County Public Schools. It was a beautiful experience. And let me tell you, the kids that I met were just like the kids you'd meet in Aventura, Doral, Coconut Grove. They were beautiful young people. Their hearts and minds were open, and I was so pleased to come in and to meet them. And those are the kinds of experiences and the cultural interactions that we need to build our city, and it starts in Little Havana.
Absolutely. The students, the neighborhood, Ada Merritt's an icon of the neighborhood. So is Miami High. So is Miami Riverside. Those are great schools. We have a lot of beautiful charter schools. We have SLAM. Pitbull's done a really great job over there with that group. And there's just a lot of interesting activity happening. The Marlins, we have new ownership for the Marlins, and they're very active in supporting the community. So we have good times. It's a good wave now.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. In fact, we do a lot. I was out with some of the guys from the Marlins last week. It's exciting the way that they're going to emphasize the neighborhoods.
Absolutely.
And I was speaking to them, and I actually suggested that they have sort of an art component because of the nature of the art, because we've got Wynwood to the north, but there's a lot of art here, too, in Little Havana. Talk to me about that.
Wynwood has a very special place in Miami with its walls, and we don't really want to steal all that, but certainly we have a lot of local artists that want to have their own impression of Little Havana, and we have a lot of great walls and certain murals. The Marlins do have an interesting program. They just actually adorned some of our walls in the neighborhood, and their community program, they've reached out nicely in the last few months under the new ownership. The local artists, Little Havana has always been a hotbed for local artists, not just visual artists, dance, theater, culinary arts. And so there's a lot to be inspired by here, Cayocho and just the community overall. The residents are beautiful.
Bill, I feel the passion. We're going to take a break right now. Can you stick with us and tell us a little bit more about some of the specific businesses you've seen developing here in Little Havana?
Absolutely, we will. And I'm going to whip up those mojitos during the break.
Oh, high five. Okay, Wanda. Well, you've been duly warned that we're going to have mojitos here next half hour, after the break. So go get them, Bill. I'm going to do some bill paying here with my good friends from Warren Henry. And we'll be right back with some more great talk here from the Ball and Chain. And I think I'm going to get the world's best mojito. Listen in.
Sleigh bells ring, I understand. In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're at peace tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Gone away is the bluebird here to stay.
Hey, everybody, that's right. It's holiday time, and if you need your holiday gift, go see my friends at Warren Henry. They've got great vehicles over there. They've got the best prices, and they've got the best people. And you know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. You know they've got their great Audi store in Gainesville, and down in Key West, they've got all the great name brands. And what do these cars have in common? Well, they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. And they're all excellent cars. Well, what's the Warren Henry Advantage? That means you get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I like beer, okay?
Jim Freed.
I like beer. Boys like beer. Girls like beer. I like beer.
You like beer, Senator?
And Wanda Miles.
No, thanks. I think I'll have some breakfast wine. You can't drink my wine.
I like beer!
On 880, The Biz.
Mando, we can build a snowman.
Hey, this is Jim Freed. Connect to capital investments, service, and opportunities 24-7, 365 with RealConnects, the industry's largest online marketplace, connecting real estate professionals to one another to close more business in less time, at less cost, and in ways never before possible. Don't take my word for it. See why the Miami Association of Realtors, the CCIMs, and major institutions like Inland Real Estate are doing it all today on RealConnect.com. Don't forget to use the code FRIED at your checkout for a 10% discount. Remember, RealConnect's the future of real estate networking.
Hey, all right. I want to say hello to my good friend, Frank Rodriguez. He's saying hi to Bill. And we're all here at the Ball and Chain, the heart of Little Havana. That's right. And why are we here? Well, we're here because Bill Fuller. And Bill Fuller, he's in real estate. And why does that mean something to me? Well, I'm in real estate, too. I'm with Sandstone Real Estate Advisors. I'm the founder. That's right. We're big. We do deals. We got money. That's right. This year, we'll do over $25 million, close to $30 million in transactions. So stick with us. That's right. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. If you need cash, creative cash, we can help you out. Need to close in a week? Well, this week will be tough, but starting January 1st, we'll be back at it. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Wanda. Wanda, you're duly warned, Wanda. The mojitos have arrived. They're giving a high five, so I'm sure that the mojitos are, like, going to be really good. There they go. That's the mojitos. Wanda, is it okay if I drink on the radio?
I'm going to say, since you're not here, okay.
Okay, yeah, salud. Okay, so I'm going to have my mojito now. Oh, hot damn.
Not while you're on the air.
Oh, I didn't. Oh,
go, okay,
they're
meanwhile.
Really good, Wanda.
Okay.
They're really good.
Good to
so,
know.
Bill, what's in a mojito?
You have your rum, your sugar, and your lime juice. And it's all muddled together. And then, of course, it's finished off with your mint. And our typical.
Absolutely beautiful.
Vintage swizzle stick here.
This is great. You guys got to come to this. We got mojitos. We got maraquitas. We are having a party. We're at the heart of Little Havana. And Bill, why is Little Havana taking off again?
Well, we talked about a little bit about the urban revival going on, but you're talking about a neighborhood that's dense. It has accessibility to commercial. People don't want to use cars as much. We're in like the Uber Lyft society now. So, as a matter of fact, my business continues to increase out here, and our valet goes down because we're seeing more and more people using Uber and Lyft. They're living in high rises, in mid rises. They're buying great houses, historical houses in the Shenandoah, Riverside neighborhoods. They're restoring them. So we're seeing a lot of people downsize from the West coming back into the neighborhoods, neighborhoods that they might have grown up in, and they're coming back and rejuvenating them. So it's exciting. All of the urban core of Miami is very exciting right now.
It is, and I call it. I had Mike Fay on a while back now, and he said he called it the theory of the donuts. And what it really is the theory of the high density urban corridors. People don't want to get in their cars, they want to have everything here. Here you got Publix, everybody's right here. You can walk basically to everything. You live here, you're saying higher density on Kyocha itself. So you can come downstairs, go get your coffee.
Yeah, that's the way. I mean, that's the lifestyle. I mean, the time's our most important commodity, and I think that the density and the urban growth addresses those, you know, that commodity.
Tell me a little bit about some of your favorite tenants. I like the ice cream store right next door. They're in Marlins Park.
Yeah, Suka is a beautiful story. Susie, before the recession, we were working on some condo conversions in Little Havana. Susie worked for Countrywide Mortgage and actually was helping us procure loans for some of our buyers. And then by 2009, she had lost her operation. We were having lunch across the street one day. I said, Susie, when I grew up, we would go down to the falls, we would go to the movie theater, and we would get Haagen-Dazs after the movie theater. And she said, and I said, we need that. We have the great Tower Theater here, a lot of films. I said, we need like an ice cream coffee. She says, you know what? She goes, Bill, I am going to go. My grandmother used to make an amazing ice cream in Cuba. She goes, I'm going to go, you know, recreate her recipes, and we're going to go back and make ice cream the way my grandmother used to make it. And she went and learned from the Penn State Creamery. She built that business, and now she just opened in Dallas a few months ago. She sells some of her ice cream on the first class of some major airlines, and it's off to the races. She's a Cuban-American. It's a great story. It's a Miami story. It's a Cuban-American story. It's a Kyocho story.
I know who we're having on my next time I come here. That's for sure.
She's a true fireball, Susie. Great person. Oftentimes, and her entire staff is really amazing. She employs a lot of the local students from the neighborhood. Right next door, the cigar store we have there, that was actually the original Navarro Pharmacy store in 1961. Great, great stories. That business goes on to become the largest Hispanic-owned pharmacy in the United States. El Dorado becomes the largest Hispanic-owned furniture store in the United States, open up on Calle Ocho. So it's just, the neighborhood is just so rich in culture, in history, in its people, its storylines. And we're just, I always say, especially here at the Ball and Chain, we're just stewards of an old brand. We're just here in this timeline. And hopefully one day, people that are just as passionate about what this is all about will continue to carry on this legacy of all of this magic that was created here.
Oh my God, that's tremendous. I wish I could bottle that, but I guess I did record it. You're great. You know, every neighborhood needs somebody that's a visionary. Every neighborhood needs a touchstone food and beverage place where people can gather and where it sets the tone. And it's very hard to really do that effectively. Many people try, but they fail. But without that touchstone point, News Cafe, Joey's, Ball and Chain. I mean, look. You could tell just when I'm putting them in the category.
I was just going to say, that's great company. Thank you for bringing us to that level. But we feel that we were very blessed with that we had history here. That was very important. Also, location, right? We're in real estate. It's there. And honestly, I have great partners. We round out a great team. They have a lot of food and beverage history. And we were able to at least apply my real estate and their food and beverage experience to deliver something very special to Calle Ocho.
Yeah, it really is. And I want to mention again, we're going to come here on January 10th. We're going to work with Bill. We're going to do the 500th Freed on Business. That's right. Stay in the lane when I say that. 500th Freed on Business. It is amazing. Thank you so much. And we're going to be on with the CBRE folks. They're going to become a sponsor next month. We're going to have Arden Carson on. It's going to be a tremendous event. Make sure you put that in your book. We're going to have a lot of fun here. We may even have a drink. We're going to try. Wanda, I gave him your idea about the flaming drink. We're going to have drink specials. It's going to be great.
We're going to work on that for the 500th.
Okay. Can I have one named after me? Can I please?
Wanda wants a
just
drink.
Well, that
Wanda.
Night. Just that
well,
night.
Yes, that night we will have a, well, we'll probably have, you will have a Wanda. Maybe we'll have a Fluffy drink. What we need to do, Wanda, is we need to get you and Fluffy over here in the next couple of days so that they can take your measure and determine what the appropriate beverage is for you. Bill's nodding here. What do you think about this, Bill? A lot of good drink specials and building the brand here.
Absolutely, yeah. It's all about the drinks and the food and the music and the ambiance and dancing around a little bit. I saw you dancing a little bit earlier.
So. Oh, yeah, I was dancing. I was having the best time. Wanda, if I came here with you, would you dance with us?
I dance wherever I go. I'm dancing here.
I know Wanda dances wherever she goes as her dancer. Bill doesn't have headsets on today. I got to translate him. So now, Wanda, so you'll tell everybody. We'll get out here. It'll be on January 10th. Mm-hmm. Now, Bill, let's talk a little bit about the venue. You've got three different performance areas, or is there more than three?
Yeah, I mean, we do 80. We really care a lot about the live musicians in this town. We produce about 80 hours of live music a week. It starts every day at noon. We open our doors at 11. We have the live jazz happening right now. Later, we're going to have the Pineapple Stage. We have a lot of beautiful productions there. And then, like I said, over the weekend, we're going to get into your big band, your classic Latin salsa, and it's going to get very wild up in here.
Tell me about NYE. What do you got? Because New Year's Eve, I'm just going to say Tito Puente Jr.
Yes. I mean, every year we do a Tito Puente Jr. extravaganza. It's amazing. He blows it up. It's a very, very special event. That we have great packages, but we also, you know, you can go in and you don't have to pay for any package. You can walk right in. Yeah, there's no cover, no minimum.
Say that again.
No cover, no minimum. I mean, that really goes back to Chet Baker. You see it on the wall, the original Ball and Chain. It really says no cover, no minimum. We really wanted to honor that. We own that from early on, and we're very proud to say, you know, we're not highbrow here. We're a place for Miami, all demographics, all people, the neighborhood, the barrio.
This here is the place where you feel comfortable at home. I'm going to have to say it this way. Tobacco World closed. This is the place.
Yeah, that was a loss for all of us, really. Tobacco Road. Tobacco Road was an institution, even to be compared in that company. But we want to do our part for Miami. We have a lot of great, beautiful musicians in this town, and we truly believe in investing in the musicians, providing them a stable, honest living wage so that they can continue to perform their art.
Oh my gosh, you're actually creating an entire vibe, and I'm losing my mind here about what's really going on. Well, no, every neighborhood
has. Mind.
It's blowing my mind. I only had a sip of the mojito. And there's a big, big pineapple here, too. It's amazing. They've got the pineapple stage. They've got the mojitos. You've got to come in. You've got to meet George up front. Darius handles the back. And it's just absolutely the best. Wanda, we're going to come, and we're going to bring Fluffy. We'll make some time. Next week, we'll come see Bill while it's a little bit quieter. Now, Bill, tell me, you do a lot of events here, too. We're going to tell me about the events. There's two going on right now.
Yeah, we're always doing corporate and private events. A lot of holiday events, a lot of office parties have been happening right now. Birthday parties, I mean, bar mitzvahs, weddings. It's unbelievable. People, they want to be under our pineapple stage. They want to be in the Cayocho lights. They feel the magic down here. It's special. It really is. You feel it when you come into the neighborhood.
You really do feel it when you come into the neighborhood. And Miami is going to become more homogenized. Miami will become more homogenized as the brands come in and they distribute themselves equally into all these little sub-neighborhoods. And the neighborhoods will become homogenized unless you have defenders of the true quality and tradition. In Wynwood, you've got the Dave Lombardi's and the Joe First. Here in Little Havana, you've got, I'm going to have to say, you've got Bill, you've got the Bill, you've got Frank Mello, some great people. So there's a lot of great things happening. We're going to sort of try to head in towards wrapping up, Bill. Tell us a little bit more about what you've got coming up in the new year.
Well, we have a really great project that just opened up recently. It's an old restaurant that we were able to take the reins over called Altos Mexicano up the street. And there's just a lot of really cool, exciting real estate. The Tower Hotel is going to come back on, and we're going to see that happening in March. So that's going to be a real boon. We're going to have the first hotel, a resort hotel, right here in the cultural district. Very, very important.
So now somebody doesn't have to come in and stay in an Airbnb. They can actually come stay in a world-class hotel, have a world-class social experience, cultural social experience. And that's what urban tourism is all about. Tourism today is not about the beach as much as it's about the experience off the beach.
Absolutely. People are really looking for those experiences. They want to get behind the walls. They want to get into our courtyards in the neighborhood. They really want to peel back the layers and find those really special moments. And this neighborhood is full of them, chock full of them.
Oh, yeah. There's great places. And I got to tell you, you got your Instagram moment here with Santa. You got the Instagram moment with the pineapple. You got Instagram moment with the ball and chain sign. Now, one last quick question. We only got about a minute left. How did they come up with the name Ball and Chain, and it couldn't because the guy just got divorced?
I really don't know. I mean, I will tell you that it's out there for anybody that really knows that. I've never actually met somebody who was part or went to the original Ball and Chain. I never have met somebody.
Wow. Well, we're going to have to do a search. We're going to have to, every time we come here, go, anybody who went to the old Ball and Chain has to come and find Bill, bring a picture.
Reward. I will say publicly, if we can get any photos or evidence of that, that would be amazing.
Always a reward. It's a reward.
It's a reward. That's right. The reward for you, Wanda, is that we're going to name a drink after you and Fluffy.
Okay.
So, well, you're going to come out here. Yeah, Bill is already figuring it out. Now, what's your favorite? Your favorite liqueur or whatever? What would it have to be based on, Wanda?
Well, I was thinking a black and tan. Myself.
Black and tan. She needs black and tan. That's her.
I think
that's
I like
her
that,
for sure. Oh, well, hold on. He's saying something I can't even pronounce. Hold on.
We're going to get one of the Cantinettos here from the Ball and Chain to whip something up special for you, Wanda.
I like when they make, like, it's like a feat to make this drink. It's a whole activity.
That's what he's going to do. He's got, like, these Mixmaster guys.
Oh, awesome.
And they're going to come and make a special thing, and they're going to talk to you, like, on Food Network. Well, you see the
like Tom Cruise and Cocktail.
You will be like Tom Cruise. We will make the guy spin the shaker just for you. All right, Wanda?
I'm looking forward to it.
All right, I want to thank my good friend Bill Fuller. Oh, we're having a great time. Look at this. Oh, an abrazo. Cheers. I'm doing one on the... everybody, cheers to everybody. Come have mojitos and mariquitas with us. We'll be back with more great information. We're going to have the guys from Sexton on. We put them on tape because it's a little loud here. But that really is going to give me a chance to hang out with Bill. But Wanda, I'll be here for the end of the show. I'll be checking back in. Everybody have a great happy holidays. I'll talk to you in about 20 minutes. Just came here tonight to say.
just want to say, I just want to say, Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice.
All right, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everybody. And when you're looking to buy that special gift, go to Warren Henry, because when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they rock right out. He's in town. In Key West, they've got them all. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
But now listen, Santa came down the chimney, 3:30, with lots of nice little presents for my...
Our religion is based on love, not fear.
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
So what happens when people don't follow the rules?
They burn in hell.
On 880, The Biz.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting. Be strong. Be brave. Be awesome. Be daring. Be kind. Choose kindness.
All right, I'm sitting here munching on my Mirakitas, and I'm eating, Wanda. I'm eating. It's great stuff. The food here is tremendous. You're coming here next time. All right, well, listen, it's time to talk about Sandstone. What's Sandstone? Sandstone Realty Advisors is my company. I'm the founder. Been around since 1990. Done lots of deals. Last year, we were ranked 25 as far as volume goes for real estate companies. I'm the only person there. That means I did a lot of business. Let me help you do your real estate deals. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Thank you so much, Wanda, for bringing us back. I love it when you do the breaks like that. It's always fun and terrific. We're here now with Andreas King Giovannis. I'm going to mess that up. Did I get it right?
100% correct.
How did I do that? He's the managing partner at Sextant Stays. It's an awesome idea he came up with. He was a graduate at UM. Did you grow up down here?
No, originally from New York City.
Okay, so he moved down here in 2014. He saw the disconnect between the values in property and the ways people were starting to live and utilize those properties. And he came up with a niche that I think is super awesome. I'm going to let Andreas tell us, what's your niche?
So I started Sextant Stays 4 years ago. I graduated University of Miami in a historically challenging job market, and I'd gotten a president's scholarship, and I was fortunate enough to have my parents pay for college, and I took the money that I saved them and put it as a down payment on a condo.
That was smart.
It was. I could have bought a Ferrari, but decided to get a real asset.
Yeah, the Ferrari would depreciate. That's a tip. You were an economics major, right?
I was.
Okay, you knew that.
And I started renting it out just occasionally, and came to realize that renting the property on Airbnb or HomeAway for one weekend paid the mortgage for the entire month. So a light bulb went off, and we decided let's grow and expand the business.
So there's lots of multifamily units all over Dade, Broward, Palm Beach County, but not all of them can go into a rental pool.
How do you tell which ones can and which ones can't?
So any condo is going to have restrictions. So condo product is pretty much untouchable.
Okay.
Condo hotel product like the Four Seasons or the W or the Conrad Hilton would permit short-term vacation rentals. And then apartments, assuming that you're able to get in during the lease-up phase, would also be would also allow vacation rentals.
So I got to believe that when an apartment building is fully built but only partially initially occupied, that there's probably a way that they can make a whole section available to somebody like you, and it increases their lease up and throws numbers right down to the bottom line that they would never even project.
Exactly. So we'll come in during the lease up phase and we'll expedite lease up. We'll take entire floors, sometimes entire buildings.
Wow. So for instance, I have a friend, he's leasing up a project. It's near Aventura. You'd contract with the guy to take 50 units for a couple of months.
Exactly. And we operate very similar to a long-term tenant in that we're paying first, last, and security, sometimes up to an entire year up front. We're handling everything from the moment the guest inquires all the way to checkout. So there's no landlord involvement at all other than getting a check on the first of each month.
What's the impact on the landlord's on-property staff?
Minimal. So we're taking care of maintenance. We have our own staff on site. And generally, in most cases, we want to take the entire building, at the very least, an isolated block of units.
And do the maintenance for them? So you have like a sister company that also does maintenance?
In-house maintenance. If there's a toilet that needs to be snaked, you're not going to hear about it. We're just going to do it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you might hear about it initially, but you probably wouldn't hear about it after that. So now, I've been at plenty of conferences where people raise their hand, they talk about Airbnb, and the person, they go on a business trip. Nobody uses Airbnb. I guess it's because corporate doesn't reimburse for Airbnb. But when they go on vacation, they all want a condo rental. So how do you make it seamless for the person that's looking for a rental in Miami to come into Miami and do, is it a vacation rental or is it more like a short-term, mid-term rental for like somebody coming here for a job? Which is it, or is it both?
Mm-hmm. We're pretty diverse. So everything from medical tourism to leisure to business, we serve all those demographics.
Wow, that's terrific. And so do you create relationships with the different landlords? Is that how you do it? Or you just kind of like call them cold? Or how does that work where you get a listing? Because I got to believe you want the best listings, don't you?
Through people like you.
Like me, just because I know everybody? Just because I do all those development deals? So let me ask you this. Let's say that somebody is a person, they live on the fifth floor.
Mm-hmm.
Your stuff's on the third floor.
Mm-hmm.
The person on the fifth floor going to know about you, know what's going on? What goes on? How does that work?
Pretty unlikely. Our average stay is a little over a week, so that puts us around the midterm category. We'll have plenty of renters that are around 6 months as well. Everything is very seamless from check-in to check-out. It's automated. We have our own on-site staff, so there aren't rolly suitcases in the lobby. We have an extremely intense vetting process. Everything from background check to in-person check-in to proprietary noise monitoring software to make sure that people aren't throwing parties.
Oh, high five to you on that. My God, you're already my favorite dude. Now, let me ask you, because we've been kind of alluding to the fact that this might be in an apartment building, but isn't it sort of, haven't you kind of staked out a whole neighborhood and started to help people in that neighborhood? I guess the best way to say it would be home share.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So the way we started out was actually single family homes in Edgewater, because that's the only area that has commercial zoning, but still has residential single family homes. So if you think about it, you'll see a single family home right next to a 50 story condo. And that's because it has T6 zoning, which under Miami 21, you can do short term vacation rentals.
All of Edgewater has T6?
don't let everybody know.
Jesus, what are they doing living in single family homes? Who's knocking on their will? You should be knocking on those doors, man. So wait a minute, though. Seriously, they got to have some kind of homeowners association back there that's stopping everybody from accumulating the homes.
Well, a lot of the owners are actually land bankers. So they're investors. It's not end users. So we'll go into that neighborhood, and that landowner essentially just wants their property tax covered until a bigger developer comes in, buys all the land, assembles everything, and then demolishes it and builds a 50-story building.
Wow, it's going to be just really terrific getting off at 62nd Street someday. But I guess I'm in the business of doing that, so we're going to have coffee beyond this. This is sounding great. So then you're going out, you're identifying the people that are the investors or the people that want to have this type of a circumstance, and then you're approaching them. So there's Edgewater. How about Aventura?
The furthest
Sky
north.
Sky Lake.
The furthest north we've gone so far is Miami Shores, but Aventura definitely has, it's a big market. A lot of people come there from Latin America to go shopping, so it's something we're interested in.
Yeah, all the apartments that were built in Doral, they must be a target for you, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Coral Gables over by the hospital and the university, my gosh, I can think of every single submarket. There's a reason that they should be there with you.
We're actually signing a lease tomorrow with a developer. I can't really say who yet, but a boutique project in the Grove right next to the Gables. So,
well, I guess I know who that is already. one of my clients. But I didn't do the introduction. Darn. But I have a good idea of somebody that I could introduce you to that would be in, let's say, well, Aventura. I have one in Aventura that I'll introduce you to. Let's see. By the health center, that's a good one. They're in lease
up. For medical, that's great.
They're in lease up, those guys there. We all know who we're talking about. The whole world knows. So I'll introduce you to my friend Jeff, who might even be listening, or his buddy Callum, who might be listening. Let's see. There's my friend Jay that has the place up in Aventura. Let's see. I can't just throw this all out there. Now we don't want to give everybody a warning, but we'll talk about this. We'll go have coffee and talk about this. There's great stuff in I think this is great for Aventura. Sunny Isles, my friends in Sunny Isles. Well, that's a good question. What is the strike point for the types of units that you're going into? And you're not buying them, right? How
Correct.
Do you, what do you, I guess that, you see, real estate is, I'm going to get technical from it. Real estate's a bundle of rights. What do you go in there and get when you go in and get one of these houses or a unit in a condo or a unit in a floor in a hotel? How do you do that?
Sure. So specifically, the product type we tend to look for is slightly larger units. So two bedrooms, but ideally three or four bedrooms. That's really our niche. New construction is always a plus. But aside from those parameters and ideally east of I-95, that's it. There's a market for everything, whether it's Aventura, Doral, the Gables. There's a lot of demand.
So let me ask, I guess it's redundant because I'm already asking the question, but let me ask you this. So somebody builds a spec house. They use their brother-in-law's money, which is the way it always happens, right? It's the worst money to use, but they use it. They use their brother-in-law's money. They build the house. The brother-in-law wants the money back. They can't get financing. But let's say they sign a lease with you. Are you financeable?
We are. So we've had landlords refinance their mortgages based on our rental income. And a lot of times we are paying an entire year up front. So that rent's guaranteed.
Well, let me ask you another question. Who's building spec houses for you?
No one yet.
Well, wait a minute now. I think somebody may just start just about today. So let's say that you were looking to increase your... just have to do this. I'm sorry I'm doing it on the air, but everybody, you can jump in anytime you want. Let's say that you were going to look for a place where you wanted to build supply. Where do you think a good place to add supply for your product type might be? I'm taking notes.
Sure. First, you have to have the zoning. So that's T4L or higher.
Well, why? Oh, because it has to be.
Because of Miami 21 transient rental laws.
Okay. So this in Miami Beach, no, because they got the zoning areas. But this, it's a land use driven thing.
Correct.
Okay.
So that's the first parameter, is it has to be legally zoned. There are a couple pockets in Miami Beach, but you're correct. Few and far between. So I would say MIMO would probably be the best neighborhood.
But you're there already.
We are. But there's land available.
Yeah, I know. I'm working on it. Don't worry about it. We are. In fact, I know who I'm calling after this. So let's take a quick break so I can make that phone call, and then we'll be back with more business opportunities with Sexton Stays.
Sounds good.
All right, everybody, let's celebrate good times, and let's celebrate them with our good friends from Warren Henry. High five to Larry Zinn, Courtney, and the rest of the Zinn family. We love them all. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audi. Down in Key West, they've got them all. What do they have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime. I guarantee you, my mom drives that person nuts. Hey, you get that personal assistant for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
The time has come for
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles on 880 The Biz.
Hey, this is Jim Fried. Connect to capital investments, service, and opportunities 24/7, 365 with RealConnex, the industry's largest online marketplace, connecting real estate professionals to one another to close more business in less time, at less cost, and in ways never before possible. Don't take my word for it. See why the Miami Association of Realtors, the CCIMs, and major institutions like Inland Real Estate are doing it all today on RealConnect.com. Don't forget to use the code FRIED at your checkout for a 10% discount. Remember, Real Connects, the future of real estate.
Ready networking. To rock. All right. And hey, if you need real estate capital, give me a call at 305-773-6300. We do it all. That's right. We're representing tenants now. That's right. We've got a national tenant that we're representing here in Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County, also in Tampa and Orlando. You go, well, what did that tenant do? Well, they're a lifestyle and technology firm that specializes in the medical cannabis business. That's right. We're in the medical cannabis business. We've also got capital. That's right. If you need mortgages, home or commercial, we can help you out. Give me a call, 305-773-6300. Don't have any income on the bottom line of your tax return? Doesn't matter. I've got a friend who's making $900,000 a year, but he shows zero because of depreciation. We're getting that guy a loan. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now back to your host, Jim Fried.
Oh, well, that was great, Wanda. Thank you so much. As always, those ads are tremendous, and your jokes are even better, and you're just the best, Wanda. We're back here with the Sexton Stay people. I pronounced his name, Andreas, the right way the first time, but I'm not going to say Andreas. How do you spell your last name?
King Giovannis.
I did not say it like that the last time. You just told me that I did. Well, everything else you say today is going to be factual. So we're here. We're talking about Sexton. Sexton Stays. What's Sexton mean?
Sextant is a navigational tool. So before the compass, people navigated the stars using a sextant.
So why did you name your company after a sextant?
We're navigating the next generation of real estate with a device that's almost 1,000 years old. So wish us luck.
I thought that was pretty good. I thought that was pretty good, actually. Will, you're not 1,000 years old yet, are you? No, he's not. Will is his partner that introduced us. So tell me a little bit about some of the projects you've got that you're working with now. You've got some homes in Edgewater. Let's talk about one. I see there's a Villa Bella up on your website. What about Villa Bella? It's a 4-2, a 4-3, and it's got two reviews or five-star reviews. Tell me a little bit about it.
Sure. So that's pretty much our bread and butter, was the commercially zoned single family home in Edgewater. That's how we got started. Those properties are few and far between. We actually have a monopoly on the neighborhood. So there's not a single family home in Edgewater that I don't have, that I don't want. From that property, we've moved into multifamily. So right across the street from Villa Bella is a condo project, 29 Edgewater.
Sure.
And that's a project we've taken an interest to. We've leased out the top floor penthouse units, and then we're slowly making our way down as the product type proves itself.
Wow, so that's actually kind of interesting. So somebody built a purpose-built rental building. You came in, pre-leased the penthouse. High five to you for that. You came in, you put in some longer tenants, some long-term tenants that aren't annual tenants. They're shorter term than an annual. Mm-hmm. And then as you sell out that product, you move on to other product, and soon you'll have the whole building. Now, is this a private developer? Is this one of these national developers?
This is an entrepreneurial developer.
Great.
It's actually a condo, not an apartment, but it was a condo without any rental restrictions. So it was originally an EB-5 project. Investors, we came in and said, let's start with the first couple floors, work our way down. And that's kind of our view on the multifamily market, is you might take a C-class or B-class apartment building and get rent for maybe $1.80 a square foot. When I see that product, I look at it as a 3, maybe even a 4-star hotel, and I'm able to come in and pay above asking rent.
Yeah, and so you come in and you pay above asking rent. Let me ask you, if I wanted to build a nice 8-plex in Edgewater, mm-hmm. could we make a deal?
Of course.
And what would that deal look like?
Depending on the finishes, $2 to $3 a square foot.
Okay, we're done talking about that. Now, what other markets would be areas that would be of interest to you? We talk about Coconut Grove. You go into Coconut Grove. There's development all going on in Coconut Grove. How about Little Havana?
It's an interesting market. We are seeing people go to Little Havana for a day or two, maybe making 3 visits during their stay. They're not quite spending the entire time there like they are in Miami Beach, but it's definitely of interest, especially East Little Havana.
East Little Havana is a great place because they can do Brickell one night, they can do the Grove, they can do Coral Gables. Just ask me. I mean, you know, I love Little Havana. I've got friends that are in this business in Little Havana. We'll talk about that off air too. I'll make introductions to them as well. Now, does it all have to be, look at me, I'm writing it down. This is just great stuff. Now, does it have to be top end, or are you only top end, or do you do a variety of different price points? Listen to me.
A variety. Everything from C-class to A-class. It could be 30 years old. It could be 30 days old. There's a market for everything.
How come you have not been on the front page of the Business Monday yet?
We've grown conservatively the last 4 years. There are some people in the business that expand aggressively. Every single landlord we had in the last 4 years, we still have today. 100% landlord retention. So when we sign a lease, we're going to be there indefinitely.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Do you have any corporate clients that lease your units?
We have a few.
Okay, mm-hmm. So do they continue after they've leased it once? Do they come back and back and back? Do you have repeat business?
Of course.
Tell me a little bit about that.
So mainly B2B consists of medical clients, so that could be someone coming up from Colombia to do a surgery. Maybe they're there for a month, and then they go back to their home country and come back for a follow-up procedure. So those people would be repeat customers, but only within a year or two. Other clients could be production. So we work a lot with cooking channels, fashion channels, things like that.
Oh my God, I keep on writing notes. You keep on mentioning all my friends that you obviously don't know.
And then we're also in GDS, which is...
What's that?
So whenever a travel agent or anyone from a, say, consulting company, human resource office wants to book travel, they'll pull up inventory and it could be hotels. It could also be one of Sexton Stay's property.
Oh, okay. So Andres... How do people find out about you? How do they rent a property from you? I mean, sure. What are you looking to do here?
SextonStays.com.
Okay. So I go to SextonStays.com. I go on the webpage, which I've done. And tell me a little bit about what I'm going to find there.
So you'll find a portfolio of all of our homes. You'll find a little bit about our company. And then we have a section for landlords that will kind of describe the management aspect of our business. And then we'll have another section for guests that describes what they can expect when they stay at one of our homes.
Okay, put your sextant up to the stars, align it correctly, and tell me what the future holds.
You like a that? Big expansion.
Oh, yeah? But in a measured fashion?
In a very measured fashion.
Okay.
We're conservative, but multifamily is starting to get a little bit soft, which is great for us.
That is correct.
If you look historically, from 2014 to 2018, there were 4,000 rental units delivered to the market. Year to date, there have been 3,000, and we have an additional 5,000 under construction.
There's lots of jobs being created. There's lots of people moving here.
It's true, but they're not high-paying jobs. So if you, and second, not everybody's moving to Brickell or downtown.
Why not?
It's too expensive. We have one of the worst wage-to-rent ratios in the country.
Yeah, but you're sort of a solution for that.
Exactly. So when developers are tired of giving away 3 months' rent and paying a commission to a realtor, they'll come to us and say, you know what? We weren't getting these $3 asking rents because there just aren't enough jobs that pay $80,000 a year or more. And those people, frankly, would rather rent in condos or maybe interested in home ownership. So there's been a lot of luxury apartment development that has not leased up quickly or has leased up with massive concessions. Next year, I think we'll see projects start to slow down and turn to companies like Sexton to lease up remaining inventory.
Non-traditional occupancy theories. That's just terrific. I want to thank Andres King Giovannis. Did I get it right?
Correct.
High five to me. All right. Listen, Andres, and thank you to my good friend Will Wolf for bringing you in here. We look forward to getting you back on. And in the meantime, we got to grab us some coffee and figure this stuff out. Wanda.
Yeah, Jim. Let's wrap this up.
All right. Well, thank you so much, everybody. Happy holidays. High five to Bill Fuller and the Ball and Chain for our live show. We're out of here. Wanda.
What's your name?
Jim Fried.
He's the coolest. You don't even know.
And Wanda Miles.
I drove a taxi for like a year, and I didn't pick people up or anything. I just really needed a car.
On 880, The Biz.
This is a Bloomberg Market Minute. The renewed threat of a government shutdown was one more thing for investors to worry about, and stocks took another pounding. The Dow Jones Industrial.